What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 142. All right, so we got some news that we might actually have a little bit of influx of notoriety around here at the ranch and with the meat side of things, kind of all of that. So pretty excited about it, but I wanted to talk to you because it kind of ties into a conversation I was having with a friend of mine this week, just kind of the grind. And Ernest Hemingway wrote a long time ago that things happen two ways. It's usually, it's usually not as easy or as fast as what we think it will. But what he talks about is that things happen two ways, gradually, then suddenly. So I want to talk to you a little bit about this because this seems to kind of show up in every different angle of our life, right? It's like gradual and then sudden. You'll get what I'm talking about here in a second. Also, speaking of someone maybe coming to hang out with us here at the ranch, have you gotten your crossbow meet yet? Have you gotten it yet? Because if you haven't, I'm really not sure what you're waiting for. Really have no idea why you haven't done it. I mean, like, there's a lot of craziness going on around the world. Just like 10,000 cows just tipped over dead, apparently from heat. Our cows aren't doing that. They're just, it's not going to happen here because when you raise them the right way, they're healthy, they're happy. You may not care a lot about a cow's well-being. I do. We do. Right. And keeping them happy and healthy is going to be the best way to keep from them all just randomly dying, like what happened in Kansas this week. So anyways, there's that. If you don't want to buy beef from that comes from cows that might just plop over dead at any minute, I don't know. This is like the worst ad ever. All right. Anyways, go to crossbowmeats.com. You guys can get gear. We've got some new gear releasing. We'll talk more about that. But yeah, get some meat, get some gear, whatever it is. And all right, let's get going.
So the question is this. How do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board for another solo week. We will have a guest on next week. Looking forward to it. We may or may not go down some rabbit holes. Going to talk about kind of some biohacking type stuff. Who knows? We may even get into some tinfoil hat stuff. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Super excited for that, though. But in the meantime, I wanted to chat with you today about something that Ernest Hemingway wrote long time ago. And it basically talks about the way that things often happen. And the way that he termed it is that it happens gradually, then suddenly. And so I want to tell you, when I decided to kind of get more serious about the way that I was eating, it was kind of like this weird thing, right? Because I don't know like how your body works, but for me, what typically happens if I go all crazy and I'm going to, you know, eat super clean, or I'm going to do all these changes, whatever it may be, is that nothing usually happens for quite a while with me. Like, I know people who they'll eat correctly, and like within a week they'll be down like 15 pounds. Like I think it was my cousin when we did 75 hard, a year or two ago, whenever it was. And he's like, or maybe it's Ty. I don't know. You guys have to go back and listen to the episode. And it was like, man, I'm like, first week I'm down like 10 pounds. And I'm like, nothing, nothing's happened. Like nothing at all. Nothing's happened. And it seems like that's the way it's always been for me, because like usually things for me at least, and I think this is probably pretty widespread, is that things tend to happen very gradually. And then it's like, boom, very sudden. And so when I decided, again, kind of going back to when I decided to get serious about the whole carnivore stuff and cutting out carbs and all those types of things, I remember like, a couple of weeks in, I was headed in the right direction, but it wasn't as sudden as what I thought it would be, right? Because I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, you know, I'm cutting out like sugar and carbs and all this stuff. Like I'm probably just going to see the weight falling off of me within like 3 days. And it didn't happen that way. I know other people who have started eating that way and they didn't get like the instant results and, you know, kind of did other things, whatever it is. Because what I noticed for me is that it took like 3 weeks, maybe a month. And then it was just like, boom. I remember like looking in the mirror being like, whoa, okay. Like things are changing. Like, you know, my man boobs are going away. Like this is kind of cool. And so I think this happens so often with so many different things is that we always want things to happen like suddenly, right? Like if I put in work today, I want something to happen tomorrow. And I've talked about it before, but I am, especially if you talk to my wife, I am probably the most instant gratification person you'll ever find. Like I just am. If I want something, I want it now. If I want to do something, I want to do it now. I don't like the whole delayed gratification. But coming back to that, what Ernest Hemingway wrote a long time ago is that I have noticed a theme. And so we have something coming up, and I always hate to like put this stuff out there before it happens because you never know. But basically, and I'll talk to you guys more about it, like it's like supposedly 100%, but we'll see. You never know. But one of the things that's supposedly happening is that we have a pretty big name, won't drop any names yet, that's supposed to be coming here, and we're going to be like on his YouTube channel, supposedly, for like our ranch and the meat stuff and everything else. And like, if that happens, that's the type of thing, because he's got, I don't know, I think close to 100,000 subscribers and like pretty well-known person. And it's like, if that happens, things can accelerate very suddenly with a business, right? Like things can happen very fast. But what most people don't see is the couple years before that. And so like earlier this week, I was kind of texting back and forth with a buddy of mine, and he was like, man, like I just love the fact that you've been grinding, like glad that these things are coming your way, basically. And it was like, yeah, you know, after like 2 or 3 years, maybe we'll be an overnight success, you know? And that's what I think most people don't get is that we live in this age of social media where everybody flashes and flaunts the good stuff, right? And most of the time you don't see behind the curtain. And again, like we try to do what we can to show behind the curtain, but like, let's just be honest, like no one wants to share all the bad stuff going on in their life or the struggles in their day, because then it's a downer, right? Like I don't want everybody to be like, yeah, when I'm out there throwing stuff or I'm, you know, getting chased by a steer or whatever might happen, like I'm probably not going to be necessarily telling you all of that because I don't know, it's not that entertaining. It's boring. It's mundane half the time, right? But what it is that these things kind of have happened gradually, right? It's like you start a business and you grind and you grind and you grind, and then you get like a little bit of a break, but then it's like, you know, in our case, feed prices go through the roof. And so then you're back again. And then you just keep grinding and grinding and working hard, trying to do the right things, trying to do the smart things, right? Grinding, grinding, grinding. And then boom, you can have something potentially like this happen. And all of a sudden it's like, boom, you just shoot up there and you get a much bigger audience or you get much more notoriety. Like you've seen people who have grinded for years and years and years, and then they finally, you know, get a viral video or they get on, you know, America's Got Talent or one of those shows. And it's like, all of their success has kind of been gradual, like very incremental. And then one thing happens that allows them to suddenly maybe realize their dream, right? Or to be able to blow up their business. It's the old saying of like hard work and opportunity equals luck. And so I want to tell you this because I know that for me, it is so easy to get discouraged sometimes when you're going through the gradual, right? Maybe you're, I mean, like I know people who are doing so many amazing things and it just seems to be going gradually. And what I've realized in business and life and success and finances and relate, like all of that stuff is that so oftentimes the highlights are, it's like, it's an accumulation of everything that has gone into the process, right? Like the highlight, the, you know, getting to be on a TV show or, you know, like we had some friends of ours who only ended up being one season, but they ended up on a TV show. Well, why were they on that TV show? Why did they make a reality show about them? Because they've gradually been getting better and better and better at what they do. They've been building and building and building. And finally, after all this time, they got to a level to where they were essentially worthy of being on a TV show, right? And that's kind of the way I look at it with our business. Like we've been putting in the work behind the scenes for years now, for a couple of years now, and we've been posting on social media and trying to bring more awareness and trying to meet the right people and create the right relationships and treat people right and do business right and do all of these things. And sometimes it's so easy to sit back and be like, none of this is working. Like none of this seems to be working. It's like, here we are. We feel like we're doing the right things. We're trying to, you know, stay true to our values, you know, because like, I even remember, it's not like it was that long ago. I don't know. You get older, you forget things, right? But it was like a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to Jess, to my wife, and it was like, you know what? With feed costs going up and everything kind of being what it is right now, it would be so much easier just to inject all of our steers with growth hormones and make them grow faster, get bigger, produce more meat, right? Like it would be a way for us to essentially cut a corner. Now, again, if you're somebody in the business who uses growth hormones, do what you want to do, right? That's not what we want to do. But, you know, sometimes there's that voice in you that is like, you know what? Yeah, we've been doing the right things. Yes, we've been patient. Yes, we've been trying to just grind it out. But like, when the hell are we going to get a break? Right? It's like every time we turn around, it's like the economy is doing this and the feed prices are doing that. Now you got fuel prices and diesel prices are like over $6 a gallon here. And so you start sitting there being like, you know what? I played by the rules. I've tried to do this gradual incremental increase and it's just not getting us anywhere. Like maybe I could just cut a corner. You know, maybe we could just inject with growth hormones. Our meat would be, you know, our steers would get so much bigger and blah, 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 right? And now I know most of you probably don't have much of a clue into the cattle ranching industry. Maybe this doesn't make any sense, but essentially what it is you have those voices when you feel like you're doing the things right and you feel like you're doing everything you can to really grow and to do the grind and to stay true to your morals and everything else. And then you just have this voice in you being like, what the hell's the point? Like, we're not getting anywhere. This isn't working. Maybe we just cut some corners. Maybe we cut some costs and we can actually make this be much, much better. But then it was like right after it's like, no, we would never do that. That's not in alignment with our values. And I'm not trying to sit here and tell you how we're such great people, but it was just like, no, that would go against everything that we believe in. There's no way that we could do that. And then it was crazy. Within like a day or two, I get a call about somebody potentially wanting to come here and hang out with us on the ranch and like put us on a TV show or a YouTube show and like all this other stuff that could potentially come from it. And it was just like, boom, it was like gradual, like feel sorry for ourselves. Things aren't going right. Poor me. And then boom, like something happens that could change a lot of things, right? Like it's not like this is necessarily going to be crazy. I don't expect it to be, but it's like one of those sudden things to where that perseverance pays off. And so again, me being the type of instant gratification person that I am, instant gratification would tell me cut corners, do things that just do whatever you can to make a few more bucks, right? Like just do whatever you can to pull the wool over people's eyes, to do it however. And so what I wanted to mainly do on this episode is just to give you encouragement, right? Like play the long game. That's one thing that I think we don't do enough of anymore. Now, yes, there's absolutely times where the ship is sinking and you got to bail. Right? There are, right? There's businesses, there's relationships, there's, you know, a lot of stuff like that that happens. And sometimes that line, I'm not sure where it is. I wish that I could tell you, maybe as I get older and learn a little more wisdom, like maybe I can tell you where that line is. Right now, I don't know where it is. But what I can tell you is that most times I do believe if you stay true, you work hard, you persevere, you do that sudden grind, or excuse me, that incremental grind, it's amazing how suddenly things happen. Again, going back to when I decided to eat right, I've always been the person, and again, like Jess has made fun of me for it when she's come onto the podcast, to where it's like, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to start tomorrow, and then by the next day, I will have changed my life, right? And it's like, yeah, it doesn't really happen that way, typically. Doesn't usually tend to kind of go that way. Usually what happens is that it's kind of slow. It's kind of painful. You got to just kind of keep grinding. And then all of a sudden, boom, all of these things happen and it changes everything. And so I just wanted to give you encouragement. Maybe you're at a point in your marriage to where like you're putting in the work. Maybe you've been doing everything you can to make your marriage a little bit better and a little bit better. And it just doesn't seem like you're making many strides. You never know like when that suddenly is going to happen, right? Because things so often, it is. It's gradual until it's sudden. It's gradual. And then boom, everything seems to change. And it's so wild how that seems to work that way. You know, like in business, in fitness, again, like going back to it, it was like, man, I'm sitting here, I go through like all the cold sweats and the detox of the sugars and the carbs and everything else. I have no idea what is happening, why this is going the way that it is. And then all of a sudden I look down, it's like, huh, I see a rib. What the hell is that? That's a rib. Like, I haven't seen a rib for 20 years. Like, it was like, when did that thing pop out? It's like, oh, I got an extra vein in my arm. Like, I haven't seen that. I didn't even know there was veins in my, like, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, it's like, suddenly you're like, oh, I'm actually like starting to be a little more fit. Like that, that's weird. Seemed like it was taking forever. Seems like I was going to die before that ever happened. Right. But no, what ends up happening is it goes slowly, 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 slowly. Then boom, suddenly you got changes. You look down, all of a sudden you're flexing in front of the mirror. I'm not a big flexor, right? I leave that up to my brother. If he's listening to this, he'll probably kill me for saying that. But again, like you start doing things like that, right? Like you start noticing things because it does. It's like, it's gradual. Then boom, suddenly. So again, maybe you're on a weight loss journey and you're looking down and you're like, I've got 80 pounds to lose. I mean, I just want it to be gone, right? Just understand that when you start that journey, it's going to be gradual. It's going to be gradual, but then so often, suddenly, everything changes. And it happens a lot. It happens in the reverse as well. Have you ever noticed that? Like, it's like gradual, the relationship's getting worse. It's gradual. Like maybe you think back of somebody that you've dated before, or maybe somebody that, I don't know, maybe even got a divorce. And you look back and it's like, suddenly you get a divorce and you look back and you're like, how did that happen? And it's like, well, it's kind of been gradually going. And then that one fight just completely blows everything out of the water, right? It was gradual. And boom, suddenly you're sitting there across from each other at the lawyer's office trying to figure out how to divide everything up, because it happens that way as well. And so it's also, I believe, a very much a cautionary tale of, things do happen gradual until they happen suddenly. And so if you feel yourself going down a gradual bad path, right? Like how often is it? And I know that people get pissed. It's like, oh, gateway drugs and stuff. But how often is it that maybe people who end up addicted to crazy drugs, it was very gradual. It's like, oh, I'm just going to drink. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I'll smoke some pot. Yeah, I'll have a hit of that. I'll have, you know, one of this, right? And again, like regardless of your stance on drugs, like typically, from my experience, most people kind of gradually get there. It's not usually like you're walking down and it's like, yeah, I've never done drugs. And it's like, boom, I'm going to go do heroin. So usually it doesn't happen that way, right? Now, if you got hooked onto painkillers and entered it in that way, I get it. But a lot of times it's not like, you know, you grow up never trying drugs or alcohol or any of that. And you're like, you know what I want to do today? I want to try some heroin. Let's make that the first drug I try. Yeah, usually doesn't. It's usually gradual, and then boom, you're at heroin, and it's like sudden, like you're messing with some real stuff, right? So again, like it can happen on the reverse side of it, can happen on the negative side of it. So I just wanted to, I don't know, kind of put this bug in your ear, I guess just maybe give you some comfort if you're on the good path, right? You're fighting the good fight every day. You're trying to get better. Maybe you're someone out there who, you've seen freedoms erode and you're out there fighting and you're trying to stand up for your freedoms or stand up for your political stances or whatever it is. And it just doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. Just don't stop. Don't stop. Because you never know when that sudden is going to be there. When that sudden change, it's almost like you hit the peak, right? It's like you're climbing and climbing and climbing the mountain. It's like, I'm never going to get there, but I'm just going to keep climbing, climbing, climbing. And then finally you hit the peak and you're like, oh, I'm there. Like I did it. Like suddenly I'm looking down at this great view, but I never knew how long it was going to take me to get there, because the reality is most of us quit, right? We quit before we ever actually get there. So again, just remember, in the words of someone much wiser than me, the way that things happen, two ways: gradually, then suddenly. The problem is most of us give up in that gradual spot, and you can't do that. You got to keep going. And then suddenly, after a couple of years, hey, maybe you'll be an instant overnight success after 2 or 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, right? Never know. So you got to keep going, got to keep pushing. And again, just remember, gradual, then sudden. All right, everybody. Excited for the guest next week. I think it's going to be a ton of fun. I'm curious to see where it goes. But it's going to be a ton of fun. Also, getting ready to head out to Montana for a few days, spend some time at a business mastermind way out in the woods with like no electronics or any of that. Pretty excited about that too. Be able to tell you all about that when we come back for the next solo in a couple of weeks. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. Talk to you soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.